Clint?
Good morning.
Hello. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Let me say it again because y'all still sleeping. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. I see a few of y'all woke up over there. So let's see if I can wake this side up. Let's say it again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Still sleeping, still slow. This is the day, Lord Jesus, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. We are so thankful to be here today to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I come this morning in the matchless name of Him, Jesus, to thank all of you who are assembled here today. I thank God for the praise team and the musicians who are about to use their gifts and talents. I thank all of you who thought it not robbery to come out to celebrate outside the goodness of the Lord. I thank you, Facebook Live, for coming, those on our call-in line. I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. I shout out and ask God. I know Brother Charles is going to come and do the prayer, but I still going to ask the Lord if He would bless Sister Ann Tennant this morning and give her strength. Bless Bishop Zella Case this morning in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lambert family this morning in their bereavement and decease. And we ask all those who are sick and shut in that God will bless and heal and deliver and set free in Jesus' name. We're going to get the praise team to give us a selection this morning. We're going to ask Brother Charles if he would come and render the prayer. Minister Cook will give us scripture, amen, and then we're going to talk about it and go to the house, amen? All right, let's go, y'all, let's go.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here one more time, isn't it? Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as almost as I know how, thanking you again, God, for letting us see another day, another year. And God, I pray that you forgive us all for our sins that we've done. Just keep us all, God, in your hands. Keep us in peace and show us to do the thing that you would have us to do and be. God, and I pray that you bless this service today, God, in a mighty good way. Just come by and touch each heart this morning, God. Maybe hear the word and go by the word, God. I pray that you bless all the sick and the shut-in all over this world, all over this nation. Just go by the prison camps, God, and just touch the ones that don't know the word, God. God, I pray that you just bless the pastor today who's going to bring the word, who may hear the word, God, and go by the word. And this is many things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Today's scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 6, and I'll begin reading at verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their transgressions, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. That was Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. May the Lord add a blessing to his read word. And one quick announcement before we go back to the choir, just to remind everybody, the outreach is coming full circle. It'll be September 19th, I believe it is. It's about 2 weeks from today. And if anybody would like to help coming out, it starts at 10 to 2. And we're going to meet at 8 o'clock at Deep Creek Church up the road to start preparing and setting up. And we're still also taking donations towards it. And if anybody would like to do either, just let me know and we can get it taken care of. Thank you. Thank you.
But I thank God, He's promised never to leave us never forsake us. Let us pray. Father, as we come now, God, for an own time where in a season, God, of perplexity and uncertainty, God, we yield ourselves today that you can speak to us through your word, hold us with your love, guide us with your spirit, forgive us with your mercy, give us openness with your grace. God, I come now to stand in John's shoes to preach your word for a little while. I pray, God, that your word would do what it do, go out, accomplish what it's sent to do, and it will not return void unto me. Thank you, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the faithful of God say amen. If you will, meet me in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. I will begin reading at the 15th verse. Gospel of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. I will begin reading at the 15th verse. Amen. First book of the New Testament. Amen. Y'all there? All right. I got two people there. Y'all will get there by the time I finish, I pray. Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter and the 15th verse, reads thusly. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Traveling 40 east, and I merge on the traffic, Wake Forest exit 289, and the policeman is behind me and he hits me with his light. Now I'm thinking, because all of us are speeding, I'm speeding, everybody around me speeding, but he pulls me to the side. When he comes to the car and I look at his appearance, immediately I'm thinking I'm getting targeted. Not only do I think I'm getting targeted, second thing, I know I'm going to get a ticket. Man comes up to the car, asks me why I'm speeding or where I'm going or am I confused, and I said I'm just trying to find my way. Don't know the area. Took my driver's license, went back to the back of the car. Wife's in the car, she don't say a word. Sister Bob's in the car with my mother-in-law in the car with me, and she said, why he stopped you? Everybody else is speeding. I said, yes, ma'am, they are. And then she said, what's taking him so long? And I said, Sister Quinny, because he's writing me a ticket. He comes back to the car. He says, Mr. Thompson, you was doing a 71 and a 55. I said, okay, no argument there. Then he said, this is your lucky day. He said, because we share the same birthday. He said, so I'm going to give you a warning ticket. That just happened recently, shortly after I had looked at this text. I was going to come at it another way. But today I want to talk to you from a subject, don't judge a book by its cover. Let me say that again. Don't judge a book by its cover. A lot of times when we see people, we think that we know what they're thinking. We think we know what their ideology or philosophy is. Not only that, not people, but also situations. If it's something that you've done before, you immediately revert back to your experiences because you think it's going to be the same way it was in the past, but that's not necessarily so. So I don't want to talk to you today about not judging. Matthew 7 starts off in the text and it says in verse 1, don't judge. It says, as a matter of fact, if you do judge other people the same way you judge them, you will be judged. Verse 2 says, hypocrite, actor, pretender. How dare you say something to another brother or a sister when you got your own problems to work out? Y'all will be here after a while. Then he talks about the straight gate and the narrow gate. Amen. There's only one way to get to God, and that's through him, Jesus. Amen. I know that's controversial right there, but I just decided to step out on the water, Brother Jeff, because I'm trying to tell you this morning that God is still good, and he set the precedent on how we make it into the kingdom of God. I want to tell you today that you got to be careful about judging people. But in this text, something strange happened in verse 15. Jesus preaching the Sermon on the Mount. Y'all always talking about long-winded preachers. Jesus preached for a long time, brother. Jesus preached from Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 7. By then, all of us be checked out because we can hardly take a couple of verses at a time. Ain't that right? But Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. He gave some good instruction about how to be blessed in chapter 5. Brother Jeff read to you in chapter 6, he taught us how to pray. Then in chapter 7, he tells you to open your eyes and begin to look around and see what's really going on. In chapter 15, the Lord says, you got to beware of false prophets. That word beware means be careful. It means to look out. It means to discern. Because everything that looks a certain way is not. Because things can look good and be bad, and things can be bad, amen, and look real good. I wish I had somebody. But the Lord said, beware. Beware of who? In context of this, he said, beware of false prophets. In other words, prophets are those who come, who speak God's word. True prophets will honor God's word verbatim. A true prophet will walk by the Spirit of God. They will not walk by their flesh, but they will walk by the Spirit of God. But a false prophet will come in Deuteronomy 13. I don't have time because this is not a sermon. This is a sermonette. Amen. Deuteronomy 13 tells you that you got to watch out for false prophets and dreamers. Because what people will do is they'll take a little bit of truth and try to suck you in. Y'all know I'm right about it. Amen. Some people end up with the wrong person because they look at the outside package and don't examine their heart or their motives. I heard one preacher say it like this, that your manners ought to line up with your method. Let me say it one more time. Your manners ought to line up with your method. Because a lot of people can be good for a little while, amen. But if you round people long enough, they're going to show who they are, amen. A wolf can be in sheep clothing, but after a while, sheep clothing get hot, and the wolf don't come out. They can be nice for a little while, but after a while, they gonna show their teeth. Amen. They might say the right things for a little while, but it won't be long that wolf in sheep clothing gonna growl at you. Amen. So you got to be able to discern who's who. False prophet. False prophet. A false prophet. Deuteronomy 13 says should be stoned. That's Old Testament. But in the New Testament, what we're supposed to do is take God's word and line God's word up. Because people can act like a Christian, look like a Christian, pretend to be a Christian. But the only way to really be a follower of Christ is to act like Christ, to exhibit the traits of Christ. Amen. To treat people like Christ. Matthew 13 says that Jesus said, I give you a new commandment. Because do you know that the law of God, they kept adding and adding and adding. We do it the same way. Just keep on adding to people. Amen. We want you to do this, and then you can't do that. And then once you start doing that, then you can't do that no more. You got to do it this way. Amen. And by the time they got finished messing with God, law and God's word, there were 613 laws. Jesus, he made it real plain to his followers, Brother Jeff. He said, you ain't got to do all that. He said, a new commandment. That's Matthew 13, in case you think your preacher don't study. Matthew 13 says, you ought to love. That's the new commandment I'm giving you. Matter of fact, it really wasn't a new commandment. You really should be doing it anyway. But Jesus reiterated that you ought to love. Now, that's how you know somebody is really a Christian. Because John chapter 8, 31 says, other people in the world will know how we are by the way we treat one another, by the love we have for one another. Or you can quote a big Bible, you can put a cross around your neck, you can put a Jesus sticker on your car, amen. But until you love somebody, until you give up yourself and sacrifice beyond yourself, you cannot call yourself a child of God. False prophet, look like a Christian, act like a Christian, talk like a Christian, Matter of fact, the Bible says that they'll do a few signs and a few wonders. Amen. But the thing, this is how you watch it. This is where they get off at. A false prophet will not follow God's word and will not follow the commandments of God. What they do is they will start following idols, and they will try to get you to start following idols. They will try to get you to turn away from God. Y'all don't believe me? Everybody got the answer today. If you turn on an infomercial, everybody with a vacuum cleaner has the best vacuum cleaner in the world. It lasts a long time. It'll suck up a bowling ball. This is the best vacuum cleaner in the world. Y'all know we getting a little old, don't you? So everybody got health products and vitamins and weight lift. If you take this, your muscles gonna pop out. You ain't gotta lift no weights no more. Just put this belt on and let it vibrate for a little while, and you will get a six pack. Ain't that right? I'm trying to tell you, everybody is not what they say. Politicians, vote politicians, vote for me, amen. And if you do that, this, I'll do that, amen. But you will know this. By their fruits. Same way with the preacher. I'm talking about the preacher. That's right, because I am a preacher. But I'm talking about the position of a preacher. Every preacher that gets up is not of God. It's not whether or not we are talking about God. It's not whether we are teaching the word of God. It's not whether we hooping the word of God. It's not about how beautiful our robe is. It's not about how big your church is. It's not about how many you run it down, how much money you got, what car you got. That's not what it's about. What it's about is, can you love God's people? Can you shepherd the flock of God when you don't feel like it? Can you still pray for people? Can you still love people that talk about you and don't like you? If you did, you should not be a prophet of God. Ask Jeremiah. Jeremiah preached what God told him. They tried to kill him. Ezekiel preached what God told him. He like lost his mind. You ain't have a lot about it. Jeremiah preached what God said. And he cried all the time. Amen. Because he didn't understand. He didn't understand what God was doing. And he sure didn't understand what people was doing. False prophet. False apostles. You got to be careful. Let me read some Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. Write that down. Go back and look at it. Because I'm telling you, you got to be careful. Because in these last days, people will heap up teachers. Amen. You know it, Deacon Warren. People will jump from church to church and place to place until they get well. They can keep on living in their sins. But I'm telling you today, you got to repent of your sins and be baptized. A false prophet will tell you that there is no repercussions for your sin. I'm trying to tell you this morning that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. You got to change your ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Apostle Paul said, he said, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That's preaching the gospel, serving people, and staying on the wall. He said, I'm going to do it so I can cut the legs out from under the false prophets. Because if you keep reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 12 through 14, you're going to find out that false apostles, deceitful workers, are masquerading or disguising themselves as apostles of light. In other words, they are wolves in sheep's clothes. And not only does the devil himself parade himself like he's an angel of light, it says his disciples, his followers, his preachers, likewise, they disguise themselves as an angel of light. But Jesus Christ, the teacher, the Messiah, in John chapter 10, he was the true shepherd. And he said, my sheep know my voice. That's why when I preach, I go home, Sister Tamsin. You know, I used to worry about what people did. I used to worry about what people thought. But now I don't care. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then I go home, and I let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does. I can't save nobody because I'm trying to make it in myself. I wish I had somebody. That's what this text means. You stop worrying about whether somebody else is going to help. Make sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount. Here we go. A sheep. A wolf in sheep clothes. The outward thing is that they look just like a sheep. But the inward thing is they are really wolves. But the Bible says, this is how you know them. The Bible says that them all will be that they're going to bear bad fruit. I wish I had somebody. People can act good for a little while. Excuse me, y'all. But it won't be long won't be long. They're going to show their true colors. It says that a bad tree going to produce bad fruit. Cussing, fussing, lying, arguing. But a good tree going to bear good fruit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 23. Bible says the fruit of the Spirit, fruit. Notice it, fruit, not fruits. Fruit of the Spirit is love. That's the first one, because love helps you to know who somebody really is. I say it all the time that folk can be with you when you're on top of the mountain. Folk can be with you when they think they can get something out of you. But how you find out who's really who is when you're going through a hard time. When somebody find out that you're at your weakest point, but yet they don't go out and they don't tell everybody, because love covers a multitude of sins. How you know somebody is with you is when they don't really have much, but they know you're going through a hard time and they decide to share with you. I wish I had somebody. Real people of God, we go through a test so we can have a testimony. And we share with other people when they're going through hard times to let them know that if God did it for me, that God will do it for you. But if a fake person, a fake Christian, a false prophet, they're at your faith, they were born in the church. You would think that they walk on water because they never did anything wrong. And they never made a mistake. And how you know, listen to me now, before you leave this parking lot, it's going to happen. Somebody going to roll up to you and point over at somebody else and tell you something about them. I want you to look them in the face and say, don't tell me about them. Tell me about you. Tell me when you failed. Tell me when you made a mistake. Tell me when you told a lie. Tell me when God saved you from your sin. Tell me about you. Jesus, true shepherd. So one, outwardly, a person is a sheep. False prophet. Inwardly, they're wolves. You ain't got to run around and try to figure out who they are, because the Bible says they're going to be exposed by their you should be able to discern and uncover who people is. Y'all want me to go ahead and give you the answers, an open book test this morning. 1 John chapter 4. Sister Stephen says that you should try the Spirit by the Spirit. Amen. What spirit is that? Not your spirit and not my spirit. Because your spirit and my spirit ain't nothing but filthy rags. But you can take the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, amen. And that Holy Spirit will give you everything you need to discern who's who, amen. When you line them up with the Word of God. First thing is, do they have love in their heart? Second thing is, that do they have any joy? Third thing is, do they have any peace? The fourth thing is, do they have any patience? When the traffic is bad, when the restaurant don't give them what they want, do they have patience? The next thing is, are they kind? Not pretend they're kind, but on the inside, they're just a kind person. It's not coming from that person, but it's the Holy Spirit that's residing on the inside of you. The next one is there any goodness on the inside of them? I wish I had somebody, y'all might have cried, make me think somebody false this morning, amen. Not only kindness, not only goodness, but faithfulness. Folks will tell you they're going to do something 1 minute, and before you turn your back, they'll do something else. Turn their back on you tomorrow. The thing is, are they faithful? The next thing is gentleness. Amen. We can always jump on somebody. But when you look back over your life and think about what God has done for you, what God has brought you through, the lie you told that nobody know about, the sin you committed that God covered you, you ought to be serving yourself and point your finger at somebody else. So y'all can be gentle. I'm getting ready to go. The next one is that you ought to be self-controlled. You ought to be meek. A Christian ought not to be fussing all the time, complaining all the time, cussing and saying all manners of evil about everybody and everything else, rather than let God work it out. I know y'all don't like me this morning, but I'm getting ready to go anyway. It's all right with my soul, amen. But the self-centered person, here it is, the self-centered person is a narcissist. In other words, they only talk about themselves. Have you ever went to somebody to tell them your good news, and they already got good news that they want to tell you, and every time you tell them a story, they match your story with their story, and when you start talking about what God did for you, they dry up and shrink back, but when they start talking about themselves, man, they jumping for joy, amen. That's a self-centered, narcissistic person. The next thing is greed. A greedy person, you better watch a greedy person, because a greedy person can't celebrate with you when you get blessed, because they so greedy, they don't want just what they have, they want what you have. So they're greedy. Next one is envy. Watch folk who are envious. You know they're envious. When God bless you with something, all you got to do is let them see it. You ain't even got to say nothing, amen. They ain't saying nothing while you're walking, but when you start riding, you think you're something. They ain't saying nothing when you're wearing the same old suit, but when they see you wear a different dress every Sunday, they say, she thinks she's something. Where you get them clothes from? I wish I had them. That's an envious person. Is a manipulator, amen, because God is a loving God. God won't make you do anything. God will coach you and tell you and lead you to do the right thing, but the devil will try to make you do what he wants you to do, amen, because he's a manipulator. Next one is idolatry, and I'm gone. That's what we're arguing over now, idolatry. Folk are arguing over statues. Then the folk that are opposing them are not acting Christian either. They're acting real, real crazy, real bougie, amen. Not doing it in love. And the people that are doing it in love, they're making them look bad. Let me say it again. When church does well, it don't take but one bad apple. Yeah. I only have to go. I don't know y'all got that. Fruit. I'm gone. Fruit is produce. And they're right. Go to the grocery store when you leave here if you don't believe it. And walk over to the fruit section. Apples and some oranges and bananas. Like my grandma says, some bananas. Amen. And look up at the sign. And it says produce. Produce means that you got to have some production. Stop saying you're a Christian and start being one. Stop saying you love people and start loving them. Stop saying you love everybody, you don't talk about everybody, and you talk about everybody. Stop talking about God's house, God's church, God's people, and get yourself right this morning. And I'm gone when I tell you this. Don't judge a book by its cover. Can I tell you when I get ready to go, Labor Day, the Lord said, come unto me, Matthew 11:28-29, come to me all you that labor and heavy laden. The Lord said, I will give you rest for your weary soul. Let me say it again. Most of us are working hard. Ain't that right? Some of us working and going to school. Some of us working two jobs. Amen. Some of us work and come home and got to work some more. Amen. And it seems like nothing ever gets done. And the Lord said, sometimes you got to stop all that and let me have it. Amen. Come into me. This morning I want you to come into the Lord. Y'all know why I want y'all to come to him? Because I told you my subject is what? Don't judge a book by its cover. Let me go when I tell you this. Jesus. Walking in the garden. And he breaks down and the disciples won't pray with him. And so he starts crying great drops of blood. Amen. When he gets up from there, God has given him strength. And he looks at them and he said, you gotta keep on doing what you're doing. That's what I'm saying this morning. Folks can keep on doing what they're doing. I'm gonna keep on serving the Lord. Amen. And Jesus, after that, he was in the garden. He knew it was time when they came to arrest him. Freely he went, Brother Jeff. They whipped him, they beat him, plucked his beard out, talked about him. If you be the Son of God, won't you just come down from the cross and do all these things? They talked about him, trying to get biblical, amen. Talked about him like a dog. And then finally, the Bible said that Jesus gave up the ghost. They didn't take his life, he laid it down. And he gave up the ghost. Now can you imagine folk that was with Jesus? Saw Jesus open blinded eyes. Saw Jesus heal folk that was lame from birth. Saw Jesus walk on water. Saw Jesus take two fish and five loaves of bread and turn it into a multitude and fed 20,000 people. Saw Jesus when the Pharisees and the scribes come to him. Jesus didn't play religion with them. Jesus called them dogs. Jesus called them snakes. Jesus called them vipers. In other words, he called a spade. Amen. And then when he was on the cross, they took him down when he gave up the ghost. put him in the grave, Brother Seneca. When they put him in the grave, amen, they thought it was all over. I just told you, everything is not always what it seems. Things don't look like what you think they look like. Stop getting worried because your situation is bad. Because I serve a God that can resurrect, amen. I serve a God that can change your situation. I serve a God that can heal your body. I serve a God that can pay your bills. I serve a God that can back your inmates up. I serve a God. And that's Jesus. First day is ending way. Disciples run, don't know what to think, and everybody else said, we got it. Second day in the grave, and if you go to the second day, nobody says a word in the Bible on the second day. But then it says, early in the morning, the Lord got up with all power in his hand. I'm trying to tell you today that if you will let the Lord in your life, you're going to be going through some dark times. You're going to be going through some hard seasons. But one day you're going to wake up in the house, and the Lord's going to be standing up there high and mighty and lifting up and resurrect your situation. Don't worry about people. Let people do what people do. You just keep on serving the Lord. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm gone. I'm gone. We gone now. I'm getting ready to pray for you. If there's somebody who don't know the Lord and the free will pardoning of your sin, you would come and let me pray for you. Let me touch you and lead you to God's word. I can't save you, but I know the man that saved me. Amen. And I know what he can do. If there's somebody who needs prayer, if you're able to stand outside your car, just wave your hand. It don't matter. Just lift your heart and your head up to God. Amen. And let God fix your situation. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now, God, to honor your word, as we come now, Lord, not to judge one another according to and by our own standards, but we judge ourselves according to your word. Ask for your Holy Spirit to help us get in line. Asking you, God, to forgive us for our sins and have mercy on our soul. Lord, I've been praying like everybody else is that you lift and raise this pandemic. But for whatever reason, God is still here, but I still know that you're able. I still know, God, that you're still in control. I still know, God, some way, somehow, you're purging sin. You're trying to get our attention, and God, you got mine. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to seek your face and pray and turn from my wicked way. I'm going to hear from heaven, God, and then I'm going to wait until you heal this land. Heal everybody, God, under the sound of my voice. Everybody don't need a physical healing. Some folks need a healing of the mind. Some folks need a healing of their money. Some folks need you to intervene in their family. Some folks need you to help them with their money, God, because they may have lost their job, unemployment is uncertain. Let them know, God, that you can provide, you will provide, God, and that you are well able to perform what you said you was going to do. Your word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I trust you, God, that you're going to do what you said. I trust you, God, for sweeping out the grown today. I trust you, God, not only for those who are here, those on the prayer line, those on Facebook Live, but those who are laying on their beds of affliction, those eyes who are filled with tears from the loss of their loved ones, God, I know you're able to do what you said you're going to do, God. A father to the father, a mother to the mother. Nobody can do you like Jesus can. Thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, God, for blessing your people. Thank you, God, for keeping us, God. As we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence, God, we trust you. I ask you today now to lift your head and look to the hill from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord. My prayer for you is that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen, amen, and amen. Give God a hand clap of praise and thank him. What he's done, thank him for who he is. Thank him for what he's already done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.